Today is Wednesday, December the 18th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I don't have orchestra today because we just finished 12 performances of our Christmas extravaganza. And so we get this Wednesday off, and I think we get next Wednesday off as well. Oh, thank goodness. So we instead, we did a, I know I'm always talking, you would think I was the biggest Pokemon player, but actually I hardly play except when Mark and I play together. He still plays all the time, but I'm not a good multitasker in general, and so I can't really like work and have, the only thing I can do, and I've always been really good at this, I can listen to podcasts or watch TV and work at the same time. But usually I'm not paying a lot of attention to whatever I'm listening to, and I've done that my whole life. Like, I used to do homework in front of the TV, and my grades didn't struggle, I made good grades and all that, so, you know. So, but I can't play Pokemon actively and work. And I can't walk around and play because then I either, I don't know, run into things or whatever. I'm not going to drive and play. That's not safe. So I don't play a whole lot, but he plays a lot. And, you know, I don't know. But one of the reasons that I'm, you know, I'm still at level 39 and there's a level 40. But one of the reasons I haven't really worked hard to get to level 40 is because I'm afraid once I get to level 40, because that's literally the last level that you can get, and maybe they'll change that at some point, but right now that's it, I won't have as much to play for because I'm not trying to level up. So I'm not in any hurry to, and I'm still like 1.5 million away from that, so I don't know. All right, let's listen to a voicemail. Keep in mind, we've got until December 22nd at the end of the day for everyone to get their voicemails in to be entered in the contest. You have $50 Amazon gift card from me, and you have $50 extra from Kathy Bacon, who is supposed to be letting me know how we're going to orchestrate that. But anyway, let's listen to a voicemail.
Oh, hello, lovey. I was just calling because I hear that you need content for the little show. And
always,
and plus I didn't want Mr. Cackle to win the cash money prize from the ATM machine. But anyway, thank you for calling, and how do you hang it up? Hey, I don't know.
Ugh, you didn't even say anything. I think I need to change it. You need to call and you need to make a salient point. Instead of calling and saying, well, I'm just calling to win the money. that, and you didn't even say who you were, but you kind of did. Anyway, thanks for your call, Big Fatty. Anytime you want to call, I will play it. All right, so let's listen to the next one that I have here. And I don't know who this is from.
Hey, Adam. It's Nicole. I'm calling again. I've been listening to the episodes out of order, as usual.
Why?
And the one that I just finished, you mentioned cows. And I had a sudden flashback, actually, to going to school, to college. When I first started going to UC Irvine, that was decades ago, the parking lot I used to park in was right next to a farm and cow pastures, and it's like you'd get out of your car and on the other side of the fence there'd be cows just hanging out, eating, staring at you. But like I said, that was decades ago. Those pastures and farmland are now graduate student housing, I think, and other buildings for the school now. The school's expanded a huge amount. Anyway, on a totally different subject,
you know, if they were fields, maybe they have field mice in the housing for the grad students. I don't know. Maybe.
The other day, John and I, we went to try to see a movie. We tried to see Frozen 2. But right at the very end of all the trailers, and there's so many trailers for so many horrible movies, all the lights went out, and the emergency lights came up because the power went out. And then it took the staff quite a while to figure out what to do. I'm assuming there's policies in place on what to do if the power goes out. But for whatever reason, the staff had no idea what they were doing. They wanted us to stand inside the building, then no, you have to leave the building. And anyway, it was kind of a mess. But I was curious if anything like that had ever happened to you or you and Mark, where you'd gone somewhere to a show and just something happened where you had to leave the building. So that's my question. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for your call, Nico. And listen to Nico's wonderful sub. You know, I don't want to belittle my callers. I shouldn't do that. But I really appreciate the fact that Nico has substantive content in his voicemail. You know, Nico, I don't think anything has ever, I'm trying to remember. I don't think anything has ever happened to me at a concert or a movie or anything. I don't recall anything ever happening. So I don't have anything really apropos to say, but I was just thinking, oh, is that PG&E? Is that one of those PG&E blackouts? But no, those are planned. So I suppose the theater would have known if there was going to be like a planned power outage so that you guys don't have another fire out there. But fortunately, nothing is ever, I mean, other than, you know, being in a plane crash, which had nothing to do with the show at all. But I was on my way back from the choir performing in Germany, so, you know, that didn't go too well. My own jury when I was playing trumpet, a jury is when you get up in front of your teachers and your peers on a stage and you perform like a 15, 20, 30 minute, or if it's your senior recital, actually a recital is a little bit different, but if it's your senior one, it may be a little bit more, but you have to get up in front of people. It's an open auditorium, so anybody can come in and listen, and you have to do perform solos. You can have an accompanist, so you have a piano or whatever, but then you do all this solo music, and my jury went horrible. That's why I switched from being a performance major to a BA in music and then added that minor in computer science. So, yeah. But no, I don't think anything has ever happened. And we still have cows here. And when you drive to the airport, that's basically all you see is cows. So it's crazy. Update on Christmas. I ordered a whole shitload of stuff on Walmart.com and Amazon.com yesterday. So I kind of gave equal share to my company and to another company. And then my mom was like, What should we get Mark? And I sent her a bunch of links, and I don't even know what to get Mark, but I was just looking and I found a few things that I thought he might like. It's very difficult. As everyone knows, when you're an adult, either things are too expensive, so you haven't bought them for yourself. But if they're too expensive for you to buy for yourself, then probably your parents or your family is not going to spend that much money on you either. So, or if they're cheap enough that it's kind of a throwaway purchase, you've already bought them for yourself. So Mark and I are in the same boat when we're buying things for each other. And so my mom's like, oh, what should we get you? You know, so I needed shoes. So I sent her links to a whole bunch of shoes for me. And I said, oh, we need a runner, not a runner, but a long rug. What are those called? A long rug, like not the rectangular ones, but like the, I don't know. We need that for the kitchen. And haven't found anything we really like. So I was like, oh, my mom's good at picking, you know, furniture and rugs and stuff. And I'm like, that could be a joint gift, you know, if you want to do that. I want to repot a plant because I don't like the pot it's in. I'm like, oh. And so for Mark, I was like, I went to Amazon and I Googled like travel stuff because, you know, we like to travel. And I'm not going to say, you know, the things I sent her links to. But then today she called me and she was like, well, I don't see a price for XY. And I was in the car with Mark, so I couldn't really say much. And I'm like, haven't you used Amazon before? And she's like, well, yeah, but there are like three recommended things. And I don't know if it's the price for those. I'm like, oh, my God, Mom. Seriously? And then they don't have Amazon Prime. So she was like, oh, could you just go ahead and order? And then she said, okay, here's my budget, son. Would you just order things that add up to that amount. All right. I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call me like Big Fatty did and Nico did. And that's going to be at 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.